1057 CFW, late night class reunion for the class of 83. The last she did before she went solo from the rest of the group. Rufus with Chaka Khan on this one. Here's Ain't Nobody for you, class of 83, and the late night class reunion.
Portions of this hour's programming are pre-recorded.
Tony Laredo, Throwback Nation Radio.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clouds will advance late tonight. Temperatures around 5 below. Wind chills between 10 and 20 below. A light breeze. On Friday, a winter weather advisory will go into effect. Snow heavy at times, 1 to 3 inches by the end of the day. Right now, it's 2 below.
CFW.
My little China girl says, oh baby, your mouth. She says, shh. She says, shh. She says, she says,
we'll be right back.
105.7 CFW is the Valley's fun station. All these great songs on the go wherever you need them, and all the news and info you need as well with the new free Civic Media app. Download that in the Google Play or App Store today and bring us along with on 105.7 CFW.
To know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Thank you.
at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW. Yeah. still don't know what to do. I hope that they're not laughing too loud when they hear me talking like this to you. That's when I spoke.
to be. And I want you here with me. From tonight until the end of time, you should know. Everywhere I go, always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul.
'90s and more. 105.7. Just give it half a chance.
to know that they're out of touch. Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for experienced hunters to mentor new ones. According to a press release, volunteer opportunities include mentoring a novice hunter, teaching in a classroom through hunter education programs, or helping with outdoor skills workshops and special youth hunts. Officials are hoping volunteers can help new hunters enjoy the sport in a safe and ethical way and pass down some useful outdoor skills. Anyone interested in volunteering can find more information on the program on the DNR's website. A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers is once again being considered in the Wisconsin State Senate. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. State senators heard testimony on the issues for medical providers on Wednesday. Only one other state lacks the expanded coverage, which has wide bipartisan support in Madison. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposes the bill, however, so it has never been put up for a vote in the Assembly. A competency hearing has been scheduled for the Rice Lake woman accused of assaulting a police officer while resisting arrest over an allegedly stolen turkey. According to court documents, 32-year-old Melanie Munt will be evaluated in March to determine if she is competent to stand trial. She's facing a maximum penalty of up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted on one felony charge and three misdemeanor charges. The alleged assault occurred on January 24th at an apartment complex in Rice Lake. The Altoona woman charged in a 2022 homicide has been sentenced to prison. 57-year-old Tracy Clark previously entered a no-contest plea to second-degree reckless homicide charges. She had originally been charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the killing of 79-year-old Dennis Shaddy of Altoona. This week, Clark was sentenced to 15 years in prison, followed by 10 years of extended supervision. 48-year-old Brandon Gastone of Rockford, Illinois, is also facing first-degree intentional homicide charges. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clouds will advance late tonight. Temperatures around 5 below. Wind chills between 10 and 20 below. A light breeze. On Friday, a winter weather advisory will go into effect. Snow heavy at times, 1 to 3 inches by the end of the day. Right now, it's 5 below.
CFW.
More 105.7 CFW.
Behind.